What's up, everyone? This is RBCP. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, and today is December 16th, 2017, or I guess I should say Drawcember 16th, 2017, because that's what somebody in the chat room came up with today during the show. I did another live show today, and we accused people of writing things in my window and drawing things in my window. That's what you're going to hear today in just a few minutes. First off, though, we need to thank Henrik for that amazing intro song. I think he's done like about 30 intro songs for us now, something like that. And that one featured the voice of the guy that I've never prank called before. But for some reason, his name just won't die. Somebody actually sent me a t-shirt that says Bob Murphy on it last year, and I wear that all the time. I have people in public asking me what Bob Murphy means. I'm just like, I don't know, I found it at Goodwill. I'm not going to try and explain the Snowplow Show to strangers. Today's show is sponsored by Nikish. Thank you, Nikish, for being a supporter over at patreon.com/phonelosers. It's people like Nikish that are making me do way too many shows lately. This whole thing's getting way out of hand. It's out of control. Thanks a lot for that, Nikish. If you'd like to be a supporter of the Snowplow Show, it's really easy to do. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up. You can do like $1 a month or $2 a month. $5 a month gets you an extra show every week, a secret show that non-supporters can't hear. It makes them feel very excluded and forces them to sign up. It's a perfect scam. Best scam I've come up with in years. You also get access to the secret show archive and some videos and stuff that I've never released. And who knows what else, I don't remember. Anyway, once again, I do not have any announcements for today's show. No crazy news stories. Nothing to talk about, really, I guess. So I guess we have no choice but to just get right into the live show. Right after this quick song from Not Brad in 2014 that I just found on my hard drive recently. I've got to play this at least one more time before forgetting about it again.
It's a family joke. I'm 78 years old. My daughter is into criminal law. They protected me. I see squirrels. I see birds. I see dogs, cats, raccoons, possums. It's a family joke. And the other daughter deals with fraud. I talk to the animals.
Hey, everyone. Oh, shit, it's RVBot.
Go away, RVBot. Hey, everyone. I'm doing some calls. This is a Dwight pre-show, so that means it's going to go on for 4 hours. No, I'm just kidding. Probably just do like an hour or something. But Dwight's going to be on tonight. Everyone should be listening to that. It's going to be great. Yup. So I'm going to be calling off of this election list thing where people, you know, like ran for mayor and council members and all that stuff. Library board members. Those guys. And we're going to accuse them of writing on my windows. That's going to be this entire show. But it's just going to be an hour, so it's not a big deal. But I'm going to count in the chat room to come up with window writing ideas. You know, stuff like I don't know, going to murder you. I searched this area. I mean, I checked the weather in this area. I'm pretty sure it's been snowing there a lot. It's been in the 20s and 30s. 80% chance of precipitation today and yesterday. Remembering that pre-recorded show.
It is super awesome that you called me, but it's not so super awesome you got my voicemail. I'm sorry I was unable to take your call right now. Please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and make it a great day.
Okay, Melanie.
At the tone, please record your message.
Lay off the drugs. Strike one. Try the next one. I'm going to call Michael.
Hello.
Hey, Michael?
Hello?
Michael?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael.
Yes, it's Mike.
Hey, Michael. It's Roy, your neighbor.
What's up? Roy, yeah, what's up?
This is weird to even call you about this, but do you think you could stop writing things on my car window, like in the snow?
Excuse me?
You know, like when it's been snow. What?
What Mike are you trying to get a hold of?
Michael. I live here on too. Like a few houses down. God, you keep interrupting me. No, like you keep writing things on my car window, and I was just hoping you could stop. You know, writing in the snow on my car window. It smudges up the windows.
What? I ain't wrote anything. What are you talking about?
Well, I know it's you. Come on. It's obviously you. I'm just... You don't have to deny it or anything. I'm not trying to start shit with my neighbors. I was just hoping you could cut it out.
Who is this? Who is this again?
It's Roy. I live in the blue house.
Roy.
Yep.
Blue house.
Yeah, just down a little bit. Like a few houses down. I'm the one with the BMW in the driveway. And that's another thing. You shouldn't be coming up in my driveway like that. It's trespassing.
You got the wrong guy, man.
No, I know it's you. Come on. Look, I'm
Blue
just...
Blue house. What's the address?
I'm just asking you not to do it anymore.
I didn't do anything. I haven't been in here. In my house. What are you talking about?
You wrote that an Audi is better than a BMW and a Mercedes combined on my back window the other day when it was snowing.
I didn't write anything, man. That wasn't me.
Oh, it had to be you. I'm sure it was you. Like, look, just...
It was not me. I know it wasn't me.
Look, I didn't call here to have you just deny everything.
I'm not deny everything. Why wouldn't I deny her? I didn't do anything. I don't know who the hell you are.
I know you did it.
What house?
I'm hoping
Blue house where? What's the...
Like, to the right. Like, five houses down or so. Look, we have security cameras, you know. We know it's you.
It wasn't me, man.
The video doesn't lie.
I haven't been walking up. I've been driving my car.
Okay, fine.
I haven't walked anywhere.
It wasn't you. Fine. But can you please not do it again?
I didn't do anything. That's what I'm saying. I didn't do anything.
I hired Richard Carr to check the footprints, and he says it's a match. So
who?
Richard Carr. The detective, the internet detective. And also he checked your handwriting samples on the back of the window. Look, we know it's you.
What are you talking about, man?
You're writing on my windows, and it smudges up.
I don't even know who you are, man.
Like, when I defrost the windows, I can still see the writing. It's all smudgy, like your oily fingerprints.
I haven't done anything, man. I'm not around.
Oh, I notice you're not denying that you have oily fingerprints.
Oh, I got grease on my hands once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a mechanic.
No, I just mean, like, naturally you have gross oily fingers, is what I'm saying, but... No, I'm just saying, just please stop, okay? That's all. Please.
Fine, whatever. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that.
You know, you can at least be man enough to admit it. There he goes. It's like every person I call, they get so offended about this whole thing. That was Nunu's idea. He stole it from Carlito, though, or from that prank call, that guy that Carlito pranked. One negative one wants me to call up someone, say there's someone on a killing spree in the neighborhood and they've been spotted near that person's house. That'll be funny. Let's do that. That's going to be this call. Hopefully they'll pick up. This is going to be great.
I've reached Chuck.
Oh, well, he didn't pick up. I guess I can't do the killing spree prank. That would have been a good one. Oh, well. Okay, Nunu wins again.
Good evening, Beth speaking.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, it's your neighbor Roy. Is this Bethany?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Roy. I live down the street in the blue house.
Oh, okay, yeah, what's up?
Hey, I was just hoping, like, do you think you could stop writing in the snow on my window, on my car window? Because it smudges up the window.
I have not been writing on anybody's car.
Not even mine, because I'm pretty sure it was you. Look, it's not a big deal. I know it's not a big deal.
No, I honest to God, the only thing I've been doing is clearing snow off the sidewalk. I'm not writing on anyone's car.
Yeah, look, I didn't call to just have you deny it a bunch. I was just hoping you could just not do it again, that's all.
I have not been writing on anyone's window.
I don't know who else it would be if it's not you. I mean, it's got to be you.
I don't either. I'm busy working on clearing out for a refrigerator, and we've been shoveling snow, and I'm sorry, that's not something that I do.
I mean, they wrote Bethany was here. I don't know who else would write Bethany was here.
I have no idea.
It says Bethany was here, LOL. That's what it said on my back window. And like when I defrost the window, I can still see it in my mirror. It's very irritating.
Which house are you at?
The blue one. And then like on my trunk, like you leaned over. Like I could, you know how I'm sure it's you? Because when you leaned over the trunk to write on my window, your boobs imprinted into the trunk. And I know your boobs. So, you know, you just need to stop.
Okay. Whoever this is not funny.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not funny. And can you please just stop?
Yeah, I'm blocking your number. I'm not sure who I'm speaking with, but I can assure you I've not been out writing in anyone's windows. Please lose my number.
She did not like that boob thing. I think that was I Regret Jumping's idea. She's going to block my number. Crap. I'll just get a new number. See how she likes that.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
What's up?
It's Roy down the street.
Who?
Roy down the street. I live in the blue house.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, do you think you could stop writing on my car window in the snow every time it snows, please?
Who is this?
This is Roy. I just live down the street from you on Lake Angeles.
Yeah.
And you keep writing in the back window of my car, and I just, you know, it was funny the first few times, but can you just please stop?
I've never written on your car window.
I know you have. It's obviously you. You keep writing Merry Christmas in the back window, and you know we're atheists. I think you're just trying to upset us, and it's working.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, I just told you what I'm talking about, so you know what I'm talking about. Just cut it out, okay? You don't have to pretend you didn't do it. I just really would like you to stop.
All righty.
What's all that noise in the background?
What?
What's all that noise in the background? Aw. Fucking Jerry. When I was playing that music earlier, you know, getting everything set up. Well, I mean, I said I was getting everything set up, but really I was just reading my Feedly news feed. But it kept setting off the DTMF decoder. The DTMF decoder says 5555457. Like, I guess, you know, songs are certain frequencies that make it think it's touch tones or something. How annoying. What kind of piece of shit is this, Mr. Jardina?
Hello?
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah?
It's Roy, your neighbor. I live down the street a bit.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Roy. I live in the blue house.
In the blue house?
Yup. Hey, I was wondering, can you please stop writing on my car window in the snow?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, a car window, and it snows, and there's snow on it, and then you keep coming over and writing on it with your finger? It's not funny.
Do you recognize my handwriting?
Well, no, we have a security camera, and, you know, it points all the way down the street. We saw you go into your house.
Oh, I see. Well, I think he has the wrong number.
And you wrote that my daughter is a sexy little slut, and, you know, come on, that's not appropriate. Come on.
I think you have the wrong number.
No, it's definitely you. I recognize you on the camera. We watched you, like, walk right back down the street into your house.
What do I look like? What do I look like?
You look like a motherfucker. That's what you look like. Just please, come on.
Well, I could let you go on, but you really do have the wrong number.
I know it's you. Look,
who do you think I am?
Dennis Mitchell. I live here on the same street in Galilee.
I don't even recognize your voice.
Okay, well, it's not like we talk a bunch. Just please stop, okay? That's all I ask. Just please stop.
Okay. Am I going to see you tonight?
Tonight? Why would you see me tonight? Are you coming back to write on my window again?
I don't know. Well, you know, if I I don't see it, just leave a note on my windshield, would you?
No, I'm not like that. I'm not going to walk up to your house and mess with your car and your driveway. That's kind of a,
okay.
a dick.
What neighborhood is this? Dick anyway, move. Where is it? Where do I live?
Oh, you know where you live. Just quit pretending you didn't
no,
do this.
This is pretty good, I have to say. It's very good. I don't recognize your voice, but yeah. I'll say well done.
Yeah, you know, I've called like 10 people in your neighborhood now, and most of them get really pissed off and yell at me. You're taking this really well. So yeah.
Well, you're doing a fine job.
Thank you
there
for
you
making this prank call suck.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That was Nunu's idea. Your daughter is a sexy little slut. Okay, I regret jumping. I don't think. Yeah, if they ask me what I wrote, what they wrote, I'll tell them.
Hello.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
It's Roy, your neighbor. I live here on. Down the street a bit?
Yes.
Hey, I noticed you keep coming over here into my driveway and writing stuff on my windows in the snow. Can you please...
Who is?
You are. Can you please stop doing that?
Now, I haven't been writing on anybody's windows that I can recall.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you're losing your mind or something, but all I know is you keep coming over here and writing on my windows, and I'd just like you to please stop.
Oh, what did I write?
Oh, what did you write? You wrote, I don't know, some weird, like you wrote, "Hey, Roy, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching, and we really need to get this locked down. This is a $1 million account. We don't want to let it slip through our fingers.
We should
meet. No, I'm not finished yet. We should meet for lunch Wednesday. No,
well,
make
pay
it.
Pay attention to that file, would you?
No, it's not a file. You keep. It's my window. A window is not
it's
a file.
Windows. Okay.
You need to cut it out. Please.
I'll stop doing it.
All right. Thank you for finally admitting it, okay?
Okay. Goodbye.
Have a nice day. Don't laugh yourself to death. The press says that was a quality laugh. I agree. That was a quality laugh. That worked out well, didn't it? I regret jumping. He liked it.
Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. It's Roy, your neighbor. Live down the
street. Oh, hey, hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I noticed you keep coming over here and writing on my window in the snow. Can you please stop doing that?
Well, excuse me?
But you keep writing stuff on my window. Like, you wrote your name, and then you wrote, like, that thing about my daughter. Like, can you just please stop?
Is this a joke? Because I haven't been writing anything on anybody's window.
Well, we know it's you, because, you know, it's pretty obvious, but I was just hoping you could just please stop, that's all. You don't have to admit to it or anything, just please stop.
Where do you live?
I'm here on Sunnybrook. I live in the Blue House.
In the Blue House. So which are you on the...
On the right side.
Or south side of the street?
The right side.
The coming down?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, you know where it is, because you keep coming over and writing on my window. I was just hoping.
I have not come over and written on your window once.
You wrote that my daughter is a sexy little slut, and that's not appropriate. Come on.
It's completely not appropriate, and I didn't do it.
Thank you for admitting that it's not appropriate. Just could you please not do it again? That's all.
Can you please stop saying that, because I haven't done it. When has this happened?
It seems like a lot lately. It happened this morning. Like, every morning I get up to go to work, and there it is. Just some crazy thing written on my window. You wrote Merry Christmas.
All right, well, I can tell you that why would I do that?
That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, but you're accusing me of something that I'm not doing. You know, it could be, you know, I don't know if you know, I'm elected, so it could be that somebody's doing that and putting my name on it. I have no idea, but that's not something that I would ever do.
That seems unlikely. And also, we followed the footprints back to your house one morning, so...
Well, I can tell you that it's not me.
It's pretty obvious.
Well, okay, you can believe what you want to believe, but...
And you know what? Even though my daughter is really sexy, I don't think that's your place to really talk about that, especially in my window.
Why are you... I don't know why you're referring to your own daughter as sexy, but I don't know your daughter, but that seems inappropriate.
It's my daughter, so I can think she's sexy if I want to, but, you know, that's... You know, you cut it out.
And
especially
and
to write...
And you're on the blue house. So coming down. You're on the right side or the left side?
The one that you keep going up in the driveway and riding on, like every morning before I go to work.
Okay, you're still not answering my question.
You know which one it is. Like, you don't have to pretend you didn't do it. I'm not like trying to get you in trouble or anything. I just want you to stop. That's all.
All right. Well, I'm done with the conversation. You're accusing me of something that I didn't do, and you have no evidence that I've done it. And
I have a security camera. We followed the footprints one day. Like, all evidence.
Show me on the security camera. I would like to see it.
One day you wrote Bruce was here on the back window.
Oh, okay. And then what else? I'm just curious. What else was written?
One day you wrote, like, a corporate memo. It said, "Hey, Roy, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline's fast approaching. We really need to get this locked down. This is a $1 million account. We don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch Wednesday."
That was written in the snow?
Yeah, on the back window, because it's a big window.
All right, well,
I wasn't done.
Again, you can accuse me all you want, but...
I will if you keep doing it.
That's your right.
You wrote that a BMW is better than a Mercedes and an Audi put together?
And I drive a Jeep, so okay.
Yeah, so you don't even have any right to that opinion.
Okay, this has got to be a phony phone call. So, all right, I'm done with the conversation. Thank you.
Who says that anymore?
What's that?
A phony phone call? Like, who says that? Like, where'd you get that term from?
Well, you're there's got to be a put on because you nobody whatever. I'm yeah.
Guilty?
Whatever.
Guilty? Is that what you're about to say? Guilty?
Yes, I'm guilty. Yes, your daughter, who I've never met or seen, I don't even know where your house is, and you're telling me that I'm telling her that she's sexy.
Now you're saying my daughter's not sexy. You know what? Fuck you.
All right. Good. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right. Who draws a butthole angel on a stranger's car? I'm gonna copy that one. I gotta do that one. Thanks, fetus. He's like the, I don't know, third person now that think it's happening because they're an elected official or because they ran for office. These people are paranoid. I wonder if crazy things really happens to these people. Yeah, Killdeer says a winking butthole. Picture of a winking butthole. Yeah, why do we have to limit ourselves to just text? People can draw winking buttholes on our car in the snow. I Regret Jumping says that they drew a smiley face and used their erect penis as the nose. Come on, not cool. Or maybe they use the erect penis for the vertical slats for the eyes. That's how I knew it was them. I mean, like, come over here, show me your penis. We'll prove it. I should tell them they're leaving, like, little cat footprints all over my car, and I'm sick of it. They're like, yeah, I know you're doing it just to make me think it's your cat, but I know you don't have a cat, so cut it out. Go be an asshole. Cisco Kid wants me to say quit writing Jumanji was a good movie on my car window, because it wasn't. Well, I mean, the new one was pretty good, but the old one, that's a piece of shit.
Hello?
Hey, Sean?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street on Avenue.
Yeah.
And, I noticed, like, you keep writing things in my window, on my car window in the snow. Can you please stop?
I'm not writing anything on your car window?
Yeah. No, look, it's okay. I know it's you. You don't have to deny it or anything. I just was hoping you could please stop. Please.
I guess I don't know what you're talking about.
You do. Come on. Like, just down the street in the blue house, you keep writing on the window on my car. Like, every morning before I go to work, I have to, like, wipe off the stuff you wrote. Like, this morning you wrote Jumanji was a good movie on my window? That's weird. It's not even a good movie. Can you please just,
okay,
please just cut it out?
Yeah, who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you know who it is. Like I would assume you know who it is. Like, I don't know what you have against me, but can you just not write on my car window anymore?
Yeah, it's...
Smudges it all up.
I don't know what to tell you. It's not me. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, just tell me you're like, sorry, and you won't do it again.
I have a broken hip. I can't even get down to your house to write on your car.
Well, it seems like it's... I mean, why would you even bother coming out here and riding in my car if you have a broken hip? Seems dangerous.
Okay.
You're going to, you know, slip and fall. Don't do that. I don't want you to get hurt. You'd probably sue me. Because you keep coming up in my driveway.
Okay. I can't tell you that I'll tell you that I'm not going to do it, but it's not me. So if it shows up again, it's...
Well, can you apologize for the previous things you wrote on my window? Like you drew that picture of a winking butthole. And come on.
What?
That's gross. There's kids in this neighborhood and you're putting stuff like that on my window. Yeah. He was offended by that one. Nunu wants me to accuse them of covering my car in snow every morning. It's getting on my nerves. Please stop. Be like, you keep raking all your snow over into my yard. Not cool. So thank you, whoever sent this election list in. I think it was Jeff. Jeff sends in all the sidewalk petitions and stuff. I can't remember for sure, but I just assume this one is him. So thank you, Jeff. And if it wasn't you, then, you know, fuck you. You don't deserve my thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Gloria?
Yes, this is Gloria.
Hey, Gloria, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live down the street here on Street.
Okay.
And, I noticed you, like, peed in my yard. And you peed your name in my yard. And can you not do that? That's gross. Come on. And immature.
You gotta have the wrong person. Well, I wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, who else would pee the name Gloria into my yard?
I don't know. Do you know who you're speaking with?
Yeah, Gloria. I live just down the street from you. We're neighbors. I drive the red car.
Right. I wouldn't put your name in your yard. I wouldn't do anything like that. I'm a council person. I have all respect to me. Who did that?
But you peed it in my yard. Like, you know, you peed in the snow, and I recognize your handwriting. And you shouldn't do that. It's not cool.
Oh, please. I wouldn't do anything like that. That's disgusting, sir. You got the wrong person.
That's what I'm
saying.
Somebody
may have put my name in it. But I wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, why else? Why would they write your name? Why would they write Gloria?
That's a good question. Maybe because I'm just an elected official. I wouldn't do anything like that.
Come on, that's
my
silly.
My neighbors don't be better than that. What's your address?
I'm just down the street. I live in the blue house. Just a little ways down from you, like six or seven houses down.
What's your address?
You know which one it is because you peed in my yard. You peed your name into my yard.
Okay. No, sir. Goodbye.
And by the way, your cursive is awful. There she goes. I'm just trying to imagine her peeing a name in the yard. How's that work? Was that I regret jumping's idea. Yeah. He wanted me to write and say that they wrote revenge on my car and pee. I recognize their handwriting. Yeah, I agree, King Richard. All this talk about peeing, it really makes me need to do some synchronized peeing with you guys. Hey, Randall Thor, welcome to the live show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
What did I get on the fourth day of Christmas, Randall Thor? I need to know. I should check my voicemail right now. Let's call Doris. I'm sure Doris peed in my yard. Doris is always doing something like that.
Hello?
Hi, Doris.
Hi, Doris. Yes.
Hey, this is Roy, your neighbor. I live down the street from you.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, I noticed you keep writing in the snow on my window, on my car window. Can you please not do that anymore?
I've never touched your car.
Well, except when you keep, you're taking your finger and you're writing stuff in my car window?
No, not me.
I know, not me. I know it's you, because, like, who else would it be?
No, it's not me. Trust me, it is not me. I do not touch anybody's car.
I stay
in my house, in my yard, in my car, and take care of my business. I never touch anybody's car.
But not me.
I have never, ever put my hands on nobody's car.
You wrote Doris was here and on the window. Who else would write that?
Well, I don't know who wrote my name on your car, but I'm telling you, it was not me. I don't work that way.
I don't touch
nobody. I don't touch nothing of nobody's. No, I never have, and I've been here for over 30-some years, and I've never touched nothing of nobody's.
I don't know. You sound kind of guilty to me. You're like being defensive. And look, it's not a big deal. Can you just please not do it again?
I have not done it. I'm telling you, I have not touched it. Where do you live, anyway?
Just down the street a little bit, like 3 or 4 houses down in the blue house, or I guess 7 houses down in the blue house. 7, 8, 9
houses. Going what way? Going toward Mount Calm? Where? I don't even know where you live.
Oh, you have to know where I live, because you keep coming over into my driveway and writing on my car.
I do not come in your fucking driveway, and if you call me again, I'm going to call sheriff department, because I haven't touched your car. Now, I don't know who's coming in your yard messing with your stuff, but I guarantee you it is not me.
I'm going to tell the sheriff you keep writing on my window.
Call him. I'll call him myself, because I know I have not wrote on your window. I don't even know where the fuck you live.
You wrote ho, ho, ho on my window, and I didn't appreciate that. My wife is not a ho.
I ain't wrote no ho, 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 ho on your fucking window. Who in the fuck are you, anyway? I don't know who you are.
I'm your neighbor, and you shouldn't yell at your neighbor like this. I was just calling and asking nicely for you to stop.
Well, you call and accuse me of something that I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know you. I don't know where you live. I don't know nothing about no fucking blue car, because I stay inside my house all day unless I'm going somewhere.
Okay, well, just like when on your way.
I have not touched your car.
You didn't draw a window.
I have not touched your car. I ain't been in your yard, because I don't even know where you live.
You drew a winking butthole in my back window, like, a few days ago, and my kids saw that.
I ain't wrote nothing on your damn back window a few days ago. That's a damn lie. That is a damn lie. I ain't wrote nothing on your window a few days ago.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Because I don't even know where you live.
Have you ever seen that movie, Jumanji, from the 1990s?
I stay here and tend to my own business. I do not bother anybody in this neighborhood. Nobody that live on this street. I do not bother nobody. Fuck you.
Wow. I'm not sure what to think about that one. Holy crap. I think it's time for a synchronized pee break. That sounds good to me. I'm going to play my favorite song by Was Not Was while we take our pee break.
And a couple of those donuts over there, right, Doris? Right, Doris? Earth to Doris! Earth to Doris! Come in, Doris! Earth to Doris!
You're right. It's a really long piss break. I need to cut it out. I've just been reading my feed and stuff. Again. I'm addicted to my Feedly. Alright, crossing Doris off the list. Let's call the next person. Holy crap, you guys. Someone in the chat room said she's going to have a Colt 45 and chill out. I almost want to call her back and, like this is the area that the DJ is in, where he uses the name Bob Dabalina and does the, you know, crazy phone pranks on the air. Should just say I'm him. Yeah, I was just kidding with you. It's just a joke. That's all. But no, I think I'm not going to call that one again. I don't want to get yelled at.
Hello?
Hey, William?
Yes.
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on Street.
Okay, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, pretty good. Hey, I was just wondering, can you stop drawing things on my car window in the snow? Like, because it leaves smudges on the window.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, when it snows and you know, kids, they'll draw things and whatever on your window. Like, I know it's you that keeps doing it. I just was hoping you could cut it out.
Who are you talking to? I don't know. I don't understand you.
This is William, right?
Yes, I stay at 185.
Yeah, I know. Just please don't do that again, okay? Like, it's not cool. It's my car, and you're coming up into my driveway, and I don't need this.
Why do you think I'm coming to your driveway? I never came to your driveway.
I don't know. Who else would draw a butthole angel on a stranger's car like this? Just please don't do it again, okay?
Guy, I don't know who you are. What are you talking about?
You drew a butthole angel on my car, on my back car window?
I've never done anything like that. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. You keep drawing butthole angels all over my windows.
Hey, don't ever call my number again with this ignorance. Well, man, I don't even know who you are.
Don't ever come into my driveway again.
I'll never come into your driveway.
Again, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But can you apologize at least? Man, you know what? If William and Doris got in a fight, Doris would kick his ass. Doris would wipe the floor with that pussy there. I bet Doris was just pissed that she couldn't, like, physically assault me because it was over the phone. I think I'd be afraid to have her as a neighbor. Yeah, Fetus told me to do the butthole angel thing. Whatever butthole angel is.
Hello?
Hey, Kermit?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on... Street.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good. I was wondering, can you please stop drawing on my car window, like in the snow, because it smudges up the windows.
What are you talking about? I'm not drawing on your car window. I don't even live on anymore. Well, my mom still lives there.
What do you?
I live on now.
It must be your mom then. Like, she was wearing a hoodie, so I couldn't tell. Yeah. But like
no, my mom is 67 years old. So
well, she's too old to be doing this. Then she
yeah. I don't know.
Maybe she's trying to frame you because she wrote Kermit was here on my window.
Who?
She wrote on my window. Your mom. She wrote Kermit was here on my back window of my car.
Yeah, I don't think my mom would do that. It sounds like a prank. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, I think she's pranking you. Or is she upset with you? Did you guys get in a fight?
No, not at all. I don't know where that comes from. Well, so that's very weird.
Who else would do this then? Like, they would write your name on my
car. I have no idea. That just sounds childish.
I know, totally childish. Like, are you sure it's not you? You don't have to blame your mother for this. That's weird. I mean, come on.
Listen, I'm not blaming anybody. What are you talking about? Like,
well, you're the one saying your mother did it.
I didn't say that. I said my mother lives there. Is what I said. And you said somebody was there with a hoodie. But is what I'm saying to you.
I followed the footprints from my car, and they led to your mom's house.
Okay.
Just come on.
Okay.
Just please don't do it again.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, I guess. But you know, you could apologize at least. Just apologize. Okay. He didn't have a lot of fight in him. I think William and Doris could kick his ass. We need to start up like a rap battles of history for PLA. And just have people I've called, you know, who would win? You decide. I think that was Molecular. He like quoted something from there. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he's just like babbling like he always does. That's what we need. We need epic rap battles of the PLA. Doris versus William. Who wins?
Hello.
Hey, Alita.
Yes.
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street from you.
Roy?
Huh?
I'm trying to place you. What's up?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Hey, I was hoping you could stop writing stuff on my car windows.
Pardon me?
Like, you keep coming over and writing stuff on my car window in the snow and in the frost.
No, I don't do that.
Well, no, I know it's you. Look, you don't have to pretend you didn't do it. Like, can you just please stop, though?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like, you keep coming over. Like, I just live a few houses. Well, I mean, you know where I live. Like, you keep coming up in my driveway and writing on my car window.
No.
Last time you were here, you dropped your Kenny Loggins CD.
My who?
Your Kenny Loggins CD. You left it on the ground. And, you know, I'm
Kenny Loggins?
Yeah, no. Yeah, and that's how I know it's you. I'm sure it's you. Can you please just not do that anymore?
Excuse me, don't call me no more, because I ain't did nothing.
Well, just stay out of my driveway. That's trespassing. That was one negative one's idea. I think he totally ruined that call. The whole Kenny Loggins CD, that totally gave it away. Thanks a lot, one negative one. Your name doesn't even make sense. Man, everybody seems just totally sedate and tame and stuff compared to Doris. I don't think I can... I think I should just quit. It's about time for me to quit anyway. I think Dwight's going to be starting here in just a minute over on Mixler.com/prankcallnation. It's about time for the Dwight Show. He's totally starting early today.
You have reached Perry. I'm unable to...
I'm not making that up. That guy sounded like the guy from Office Space. Like, I used to be addicted to crack. Now I'm selling magazine subscriptions. The way he did his answering machine message. Call Doris's neighbors and blame her. Come on. The Doris sounds like she doesn't need any more trouble. King Richard wants me to say they're drawing snake eyes on my car.
Hi, this is Dean.
Hey, Dean, it's Roy, your neighbor. I live here down the street from you on a drive.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. I was wondering, like, I know you keep, like, coming over here and drawing things on my car. Could you please stop doing that?
Huh?
Like, you know, in the snow?
I'm not drawing anything on your car.
Like, just in the snow, you keep drawing snake eyes on my car windows?
I don't. No, that's not me.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Why would I do that?
That's what I'd like to know. It doesn't matter. You don't have to give me a reason or anything. I don't even need an apology.
But who is this?
This is Roy. I live just down the street from you, just a few houses, you know, in the blue house.
In the what house?
The blue house.
The blue house down the street on it.
Yep. And look, just can you please not, like, you're coming in my driveway and that's a little weird. And I don't know, we don't need this. It's smudging up my windows.
Roy, who are you? I'm very confused right now because I don't waste my time drawing on people's windows, if that's what you're implying.
Well, I'm sure it's you. Like, you keep drawing the snake eyes. Like, you keep drawing snake eyes on the window.
Huh?
Snake eyes.
Okay, yeah, why would you... Yeah, it's obviously a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
So why would it obviously be me?
Because who else would do it?
Why would I do it?
I don't know. That's what I'd like to know. But it doesn't matter. Look, you don't have to admit it. I don't need an apology.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. So anyway, I got a party to get to, and maybe you might want to put a camera out there and find out who it is, or
if I told you we already have a camera and your picture's on it? You're on there drawing snake eyes.
Yeah, my picture's on it. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
It is.
Okay.
There's no reason to deny
Obviously, you're having some fun here, so...
I'm not having... it's not fun. Like, every morning I have to scrape my windows and scrape your dumb art, your so-called art, off my windows.
What's your last name?
Is that your wife in the background? Can you tell her to shut the fuck up?
Who?
Just tell her... Tell her to shut the fuck up while you're on the phone.
Dude,
like, control your woman.
Okay, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
What's that?
Gerbel? Yeah.
Roy Gerbel down the street? Do you even know anybody named Gerbel?
Well, it's nice of her to finally talk when you ask a question instead of just babbling while you're talking.
J-E-R? Is that how you spell your name?
It doesn't matter. Look, I don't even want you to know my name.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who you are. You're accusing me of doing something I'm not doing, number one. What, like, the whole concept is ridiculous.
That's what
I
don't
even know who you are.
Like,
why would I draw stuff on your car?
Yeah, if you don't know who I am, why would you do that? Why don't you cut it out? Grow up.
Oh, my God. You're being a ridiculous person.
Oh, I'm ridiculous.
I'm not going anywhere near your house. I don't even know where you live. I'm not touching your car. I'm not drawing anything on your car. I thought this was a joke that one of my friends was pulling on me by you calling up and saying these sorts of things.
I don't joke.
You've got the wrong guy. I don't know what else to tell you, but you've got the wrong guy. And the fact that you're telling me to tell my wife to shut the F up tells me you're a mental case.
Well, because she wouldn't shut up. She wouldn't shut up. She,
dude,
like, listened to her.
You're worried about her not shutting up? You're calling somebody that for no reason whatsoever and implying that they're doing something that they're not doing.
There is a reason.
If anyone needs to shut up, it's you.
The reason is
because you don't need to use the F word about my wife.
Coming in my driveway.
Now, look, I'll tell you something. I'm not doing any of this, but if you'd like to settle it face-to-face, I'd be more than happy to talk with you about this because you're being an ass.
Are you just denying it? Are you just denying it because your fucking wife is there?
I'm 100% denying that I'm doing anything to you or your car. I don't even know who you are.
Like,
I don't know where you live, and I don't go around doing stuff to people's cars.
Would you deny it if your fucking wife wasn't there? Like, is it just because she's there? Like, you don't want her to know?
I don't know. I would 100%. I don't know. Dude, I have no idea who you are.
So like, why don't you...
Do you not get it?
Fuck with someone else's car that you actually know. Like, it's not a joke to me.
You know what? Come and talk to me. Seriously. I'll be home all day tomorrow.
I don't want to talk to you.
Come and talk to me.
I have no desire to know you or your fucking wife.
Well, you called me. Seriously, you've got an issue.
You're the one that's coming in my driveway and, like, trespassing on my property.
Oh, my God. I'm not. Like, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not.
Can you tell your stupid wife to shut the fuck up? She keeps, like, babbling while we're talking, and it's irritating.
Roy, or whoever the fuck you are, you better shut up.
Oh, look who wears the pants
in
the family.
You're an ass.
Your husband.
I don't know if this is like a radio station calling a prank or something.
Your husband's the ass.
We don't have any idea who you are or where you live.
Well, you know what? Nobody was talking to you, so why don't you shut the fuck up?
Oh, my God. You are an immature little
Oh, I'm immature.
Idiot.
Like, at least I'm not married to someone that goes around drawing on people's cars, drawing snake.
Okay, anyway, we have a party to go to, so.
Yeah, everything's a party to you.
Enjoy yourself. I have no idea who you are and what you're talking about, but if you want to come talk to me about it, I'd be more than happy to speak with you.
No,
face-to-face.
I don't want
to
know either of you. Like, I don't want to know either of you. I don't want to know you or your stupid wife.
Okay.
I just want you to stop coming to my driveway, okay? Just stop trespassing.
Dude, nobody from my house is coming in your driveway.
Yeah,
so let it go.
I'm sure you're not. Wink, wink. But just please don't. Okay, there he goes. Man. He thought it was a joke, and then he freaks out. Holy crap. I think we need to do this for the rest of the winter. This needs to be the new thing. This is like the new car dings, but for December. Like, you know, just writing on my windows. That's all I'm going to do for all of December. Fuck ding timber, you know? This is window simber. Yeah, that's it. Snow timber. Yeah, green imps got it. Or I regret jumping says draw simber. There we go. Hey, I regret jumping. Can you tell your Tim Riggy to shut the fuck up while we're talking in the chat room? Tell him to quit chiming in.
The party you have called, telephone number.
Dexter says we should call a neighborhood in Florida and do this. Oh, Killdeer says Doris Ember. That's what it should be called. I think I might do another show like this tomorrow. This is fun. It's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense. This makes less sense than butthole winking.
Hello?
Hey, Tammy?
Yeah?
It's your neighbor, Roy. Down the street.
Roy?
Roy. R-O-Y. You know, down the street.
Okay.
Hey, do you think you could stop coming over to my house and writing things in the snow on my car window?
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, like it snows and you keep coming over and just writing like things that you think are funny in my window. And it's not funny.
So first off, I don't know who you are.
I'm the one that lives in the house that where you keep coming up in the driveway and writing on the windows.
I think you're messing with me. I don't know who you are.
No, I'm not messing with you. Just look, it doesn't, you don't have to admit to it or apologize. I'd just like you to please stop.
I don't even know who you are. I don't know where you live.
In the blue house, the one where you keep coming up in the driveway. This is Roy.
Okay, yeah, I don't know you. What street do you live on?
Draw on your own hobo car. I live on same as you.
Yeah, I'm not writing on you. Why would I write on your window? I don't even know who you are.
I know. Why would you, like, you don't even know me. That's the weird thing. Like, I don't know you.
How'd you get my number?
I looked on the internet, in the directory. So
I don't know where you live. I don't know who you are.
Do you write on that many car windows that you don't even know which person I am that you've been writing on?
I don't write on car windows.
I'm going to come over to your house, and I'm going to write a cease and desist on your car. I'm going to write it out.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like, you know, in the snow, you know what I'm talking about. You write things in the snow on someone's window. Like, little kids usually do it. It's not adults.
No.
I wouldn't do something like this. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, and I think you're playing a prank on me, and I don't really appreciate it.
I'm not pranking you. Have you ever seen the movie Jumanji from the 1990s?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, it's not that good, really. It's got that that girl from Spider-Man in it. I've never liked her in anything.
Do you think it would be me anyway?
I don't, like, well, for one thing, you keep drawing a winking butthole.
I keep what?
You keep drawing a picture of a winking butthole, and that's immature in itself.
That's really funny.
It's not funny. Like, maybe you think it's funny, but I don't think it's funny.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Just, can you please not do it again? That's all I ask.
Yeah, really funny. I don't know who you are. I hope you have a good night.
I know it was you because you had it notarized.
Yep, you're pranking me. Have a good night. Bye.
Pranking you? What makes you say that? Good job, I Regret Jumping. You gave it away. You let her know it was a prank. Okay, what have I not done? Let me look through my list. Oh yeah, accuse them of putting snow on my car. Andrew Don Farquimi wants me to say that they wrote the word kiosk on my car, nothing else. Just the word kiosk. And they pronounced it like that, too, when they wrote it. That's how I know it was them. So it's about time for me to quit, everyone. I've got shit to do. I gotta go make some dinner. I think tonight's a good night for spaghetti and meatballs. A little bit of garlic bread. That takes a long time to cook, you know? Those meatballs, like 25 minutes. Takes forever. So, I don't know, like maybe I'll get one more person to answer, and after that, I am out of here. Maybe two people. Definitely no more than three. Hey, look, there's more touch tones on my DTMF machine up there on the decoder, probably from when I was playing that Space Hog earlier in Jamiroquai. I Regret Jumping wants me to say they drew a graphic novel, but the end of it melted, and I want to know how it ended. I'm going to write that down.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Nobody's home. They're all out going to parties tonight. I think with the weather up there, it'd be a good night to stay in. Take phone calls. King Richard says they drew a Mad Magazine fold-in.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, who is this?
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on Drive.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I noticed like you keep coming over here and writing in the snow on my car window because I have to wipe it off like every morning. Can you please not do that?
That's not me.
Oh, I know it's
you. That's not me.
No, I know it's you. It's okay, Jim. I just was hoping you could not do it anymore.
Okay.
Like
whatever you say, man.
Okay. Can you apologize?
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel. And you wrote the word kiosk on my car.
You know what? You're dead wrong. I'm not even in town.
Well, it had to be someone from your house. Like,
no.
Whoever's there, can you just ask them to?
Because what is your address?
I followed the footprints, and it leads straight to your house. I'm just like seven houses down.
You're Roy. What's your address? I'm at 24.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Yep. I don't. Why what?
What's your address?
I heard that part. Like I told you, I'm in the blue house. I'm just like seven houses down. What are you, an identity thief? Like, what do you need my address for? You know which one it is. You keep coming to my driveway.
No, I don't. I don't know you.
Well, if you don't know me, why are you drawing on my car window? That's weird. Like, what are you, a kid?
I'm telling you, you have the wrong person.
What is Kios?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you this. Call the cops.
No.
And tell them what you just told me. No, seriously. Go ahead and call the cops because I'm telling you, you're dead wrong.
That'd be a waste of their time. Like, I'm not going to bother the cops with something this immature.
No, call them because you're making false accusations here. So I want you to call the cops and let them investigate it.
Oh, that's
silly.
And then
tell you that you're full of crap.
No, like, I don't want to get the cops involved. You'll look like an idiot ask you to stop.
I want you to get the cops involved.
Well, I can't get the cops involved because I have two strikes already. Can you just tell me, what does kiosk mean? Like, why do you keep writing kiosk? Like, what's the significance of that?
You sound like a mental case.
What? I'm not. You're the one coming in my driveway and drawing on my car. I'm the mental case?
You're a mental case.
You're a mental case, Mr. Trespasser.
Well, then call the cops.
Walking around in my driveway? I don't want to call the cops. Cops have better things to do than...
Well, then don't call me. I have better things to do than talk to you.
No, you don't, because you keep coming in my driveway and drawing on my car. What do you have to do that's any better than that? Okay. I'm not a mental case. Who does he think he's talking to? Some people. Anyway, yeah, I think it's time to stop the show. I'm sure Dwight wants to get right on the air. You know, he's going to be starting any second now. I think he's been waiting for me to get off the air so he can start, since he's starting so early tonight. You guys, I'm just kidding. Dwight's not going on the air. Like, not yet. He is doing a show tonight. He is probably doing a show in approximately 2.5 hours from now. So I don't know. Go listen to an old PLA show or two. And then go vote. Then after that, you can listen to Dwight. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It'll be the Dwight Show, 7 o'clock tonight, Pacific Time, Mixler.com/prankcallnation.
Hey, Brad, it's high school graduate.
Hey, high school graduate.
Thank you for the Christmas card.
You're welcome.
Also,
high school graduate.
I've been a huge Katy Perry fan my whole life, the past 7 years of my life.
Who hasn't?
And I think I'm tired of
it. Your whole life? Does that mean, like, you're only 7 years old?
So, that's it. Merry fucking Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that. Yeah.
Don't forget Kwanzaa.
And please help me. Should I still be a fan of Katy Perry, or just give up on her?
I don't know. What's she really done lately? She did a few good things, like, 5 years ago. But, come on. It's time to move on. It's all about Selena Gomez,
man.
Now.
I just called in the phone loser's payphone or whatever that you have in the situation room.
No, you didn't.
And I got some weird message, some weird voicemail telling me that I got a bomb disposal unit on the way. And
what?
Some guy started yelling about the monkeys.
Oh, that, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
I forgot about all that.
Amusing.
I'm going to call that right now because I forgot that even existed. Like, I downloaded these recordings from a torrent a long time ago, and it's got all this professional stuff for PBX systems on it. But there was weird stuff in there about monkeys and bomb disposal units and stuff. Let's see, the request line is 505-796-5789. Looks like I'm calling from the Chicago area right now. And the reason for that is because we called the guy's house from Home Alone 3 last night while we were watching Home Alone 3. It was pretty great. He answered the phone and answered questions for us about Home Alone 3. And the payphone's not ringing, by the way. I turned that off. I can't sleep with that ringing all night.
Thank you for calling. Your anonymous tip has been recorded, and the bomb disposal team has been dispatched to your location. No further action is required, unless you require a clean pair of shorts. We cannot help you there.
Ba-dum-tsh.
The monkeys. The monkeys!
Yeah, I have no idea what that's about. Apparently, it's a part of a professional PBX system recording archive or something. I don't know. I just didn't know what else to stick on there.
So, what's the deal with that payphone anyway? Are you just going to, like, let us know when we can call in? Or
is
that just, like, a one-time deal? Or I don't
probably.
Know. Just let us know more about that. I'm curious.
I know as Thank much you, as bye. You guys do. All I know is I drank about a half a bottle of wine, and next thing you know, I'm on Facebook streaming, sitting in my chair, picking up payphone calls. But yeah, it was fun. I'll probably do that again one of these nights.
What's popping, Brad Carter? I was thinking.
I don't have time for small talk.
I'm going to get old, too old to do the Snowplow Show, you know, when the thing's going and you're like out of hearing.
This guy's calling from a payphone.
Grandpa Brad sit around and tell stories about his crazy days of prank calling.
Yep, that's what it's going to be. Or I'm just going to sit in a chair and take calls on my payphone. That'll be the new show.
We just quit in, you saw that,
what the hell are you talking on? This sounds awful. I can't understand you.
Fly out to, what's it called? Never mind. I got a suggestion.
There we go.
Tell us how to.
You were just holding the phone upside down, you stupid hobo.
Start a voicemail, you know? That seems like a good idea.
All right. Okay. Sounds great.
Hey, this is Harvey from the Weinstein Company.
Hello.
Brad, I wanted to tell you, big fan of the show.
Yay.
Big fan of the show.
Minute and 39 seconds of this, you guys.
You're really talented.
Get ready.
Baby. Just wanted to say, I usually think you're so talented. I'd like you to come down and try out for a part of my,
okay.
New film, Angel Thomas's.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I got the script here. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, I'll be right over. Thanks for the voicemail. I got your number. I'm going to hop on a plane right away.
Hi, Brad. It's Max Power.
Hey, Max Power.
I have some ideas about homeowner association calls that you can do.
Okay.
You should call homeowner associations and tell them that they have to install a sled ramp on their roof. This holiday season, or they will not get any presents. Because I think that would be absolutely hilarious to hear the reactions.
All right, let's do
Just
it.
Just an idea. Thanks.
I'm going to not end the show after all. Instead, I'm going to do that for the next hour. For realsies. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Hey, Brad. I know it's really going to be hard for you to hear me, because I'm in my car.
It's okay.
For some reason, it wants to go through the speaker.
You're yelling, so it's fine.
Boom, but anyhow... Yeah, I'm pretty sure you know who I am, but I would think it would be pretty funny.
But, you know, maybe you should tell the callers who you are, since nobody else knows.
They're cannibal when you do call them, and when they pick up, you kind of ask them, do they bathe regularly, you know, in all kinds of, you get a weird amount, probably. I don't know if you can even do it, you know, where, you know, I don't even know if it would be legal for you to do that. I don't know if that's considered a threat.
Legal to ask people if they bathe?
You might scare the shit out of them. I guess that it was a threat, but it's been a good idea that if you pretend to be a cannibal, and then near the end, if you they sound like the threat,
like
and tell them, hey, man, I'm just fucking with you, I'm pranking you.
Totally not going to eat you, for real.
That, maybe then you could do it.
I was just joking.
That's my 2 cents.
And if they say they're going to call the cops, I'll just be like, oh, this is just Katie K. I do a prank call show. It was just a joke.
Hey, Roy. It's T. Falcon here.
Hey, T. Falcon.
I actually have quite a lot of
things to say. I mean, S. Falcon.
First of all, what Nico was referring to last time she called in was when Adolf Nippler took your voice and made it into the, you know, Pussy good, pussy pussy good enough to eat.
I figured that out during post-editing. I'm just really slow. And Google Voice just translated Adolf Nippler into Adolf Hitler. So apparently a bunch of Nazis working over at Google.
That's what she was referring to that you should use for when you transfer people
I'll do
to,
that.
You know, the manager and stuff.
Maybe I'll just, like, throw it into the middle of the song as one of the verses or something.
The other thing is, I'm really upset about the net neutrality repeal. And
yeah, me
I just
too.
Want to know how this is going to affect the show, first of all.
I'm not
but
really.
But second of all,
I don't care.
You know, Ajit Pai's a little banjo. He's a little monkey. He puts a little hat on and dances. But I have a really good idea. You can do the best Comcast prank calls in the world now. You can call people up, and you can tell them, you know, ask them if they want to to do the $10 package, you know, and...
I'll tell them their $30 package only covers going to Comcast.com. If they want the rest of the internet, they have to pay up.
All this crazy stuff, and you can say that you're going to slow down their internet unless they pay more, and yeah. Stuff like that. It could be great. And then if they said, well, I'm going to write a complaint, you could say, well, oh, we'll just censor it, we'll just remove it.
Yeah.
Who
are you going to complain to if you can only write to Comcast.com?
Because it's totally something that's legal now. So anyway, hopefully that gives you an idea. All right, bye, Brad.
Bye. Yeah, somebody in the last show suggested net neutrality calls, and I'm like, eh, people aren't going to know what net neutrality is. Only us nerds know what that means. But yeah, I should do something like that. That could be fun. I'll do that one of these years. Maybe I'll work on that this coming week or something. I've got so many things I need to do. Tourette TV wants me to prank call Sears a bunch before they go out of business, which is supposed to happen any day now. Tim Riggy won't shut up about the time capsule prank calls. I gotta do a whole show of those, apparently. I got a lot of shit to do, you guys. I need to do like 3 shows a day or something. Looks like that's the end of today's show. Thank you once again, Nikish, for sponsoring the show for us. Everybody remember to sign up at the Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers. Help me do more shows and pay my massive legal bill from the past year. Holy shit, you guys, I got my last invoice from my attorney the other day. And Jesus fucking Christ, please sign up for the Patreon. Don't forget to check out the new podcast. It's called Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'll put links to it in the show notes if you want to check that out. And go take a look at the Phone Losers group on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. That's a pretty active group. I'm stealing an image from there today from Dino. He wrote on the back of someone's car, phonelosers.org, and the dot is like actually a winking butthole. It's really disgusting. I'm sure the people that he did that to don't appreciate it at all. And he wrote this on a Buick, which is better than a Mercedes and a BMW put together. He has no respect for other people's property. But yeah, check out the group, facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. Good times happening in there. I guess that's it. I'm out of links to give you guys. I'm just going to end the show now. We're going to end it with another song by Henrik. I've already played this one before, but what the hell. Here it is again. Pussy good. Yo, sister. Pussy sweet. Like this. Pussy good. Yeah. Good enough to eat. Get up, Twitter, get up. Pussy good. Yo, sister. Pussy sweet. Like this. Pussy good. Yeah. Good enough to eat. Get up, Twitter, get up. Someday it's going to pay off. I'll keep trying.
No, I have not wrote on your window. I don't even know where the fuck you live.